Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
I was upset that he had come up by himself, because I wanted to explain to him everything that was wrong with him so he could pray right. And I was really sort of flustered, so when we finished helping with the chairs, I asked him to pray for him again, and he said, well, I already prayed for him, and okay. So I left sort of frustrated, because I felt like, you know, he didn't get the proper prayer, so he didn't get healed. And so when we got home, I told him to take his medicine, because I didn't want his lunch to come up, and he said no. And I said, you need to take your medicine, because, you know, it's 6 years, I was tired of cleaning up vomit. You know, I mean, I was just tired of cleaning up vomit, and I just said, if you throw up, I'm going to have to spank you for not obeying mommy and taking a medicine. And, he's always had a lot of faith. Even before that, if he was sick and I prayed for him, well, did God hear you? Well, am I healed? Well, then I should be able to go pray. You know, I mean, that's just how he was. And that's what he did that day. And lo and behold, this last November was a whole year, and he has not thrown up. He is healed. And he eats. He was such a picky eater because everything he ate bothered him. And he eats, and he eats well, and he scrapes his plate, and he wants seconds. And now all I hear is, I'm hungry, Mom. I'm hungry, Mom. So praise God. I'm so excited. But it has been not just a miracle in that he's healed, but in that it has so reinforced his faith that Cody can pray for people and just in faith believe. And so I have another testimony. Some of you have heard it about, I've never had a boil, but I would say there were probably boils that I had on my leg 1 week, and started on Monday, and they just grew and grew, and by Wednesday, I had one about that big, you know, took up almost my whole thigh. And my husband and I were praying and just believing, and I didn't run to the doctor immediately. I didn't call and try and get antibiotics. I just believed that I would be healed, but by Wednesday it was so bad that I just thought, I'm going to go get medicine. So I made an appointment, and after I made the appointment, I told Cody, Mom's going to have to go to the doctor, and you're going to have to stay with a sitter, and why? And, well, my leg. Well, your leg. Well, let's pray. And he prayed, and he just commanded every bad cell to die. And within an hour, they had reduced by 50%. By the next morning, I was totally fine, and I canceled the appointment with my doctor. Well, Cody gives his testimony every time we come, pretty much, or I do. And not last month, because we weren't here, but the month before, a lady here at the healing school asked if I ever let Cody pray for people. And we do, but he's seven. Sometimes he'll just say no. And sometimes he just wants to play. So I explained that to her and told her he may say no, but don't get your feelings hurt, you know, but ask him. So she did ask him. And if you're here, raise your hand. She may not be here. He's seven.
7 years old, yeah.
And she had, you know, she just wanted to be healed so badly that she wanted Cody, I guess, to pray for her. And Cody laid hands on her and prayed for her. And she walked off and sat down, and he walked to the back and threw his coat up in the air and kept going, just like a seven-year-old. And about 20 minutes later, though, the woman stopped us right before we were walking out the door to say that she came with a cataract, I believe in her right eye. And that's what she asked Cody to pray for her. And when she stopped us, she said her vision had cleared, it was no longer cloudy, and she was believing that she was totally healed. So I just want to say, God hears our prayers. You know, he's 7 years old, you know, and he's just a typical and probably more than typical seven-year-old. But, you know, he doesn't expect you to have a degree. He doesn't expect you to have great knowledge. He just expects you to know him and believe his word.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm telling you, Cody has more faith than Mama does.
Sometimes he does.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate that. That is a great testimony that Irene has. I don't mind telling you that we serve an awesome God, and He is raising up an army of little young men and women. Now, then, when you see a little boy like Cody, it's so amazing, you know, that when Mama, now Mama's been to several healing schools, and her husband Chuck had been here too many times, but Cody has been to several of them too. And I think how simple it is when Cody says, "Well, Mama, what do you make the doctor's appointment for?" "Well, son, don't you see this thing on my leg, my side?" He said, "Mama, don't you know that's just a demon? I'm going to cast it out." See, that's where sickness and disease comes from. See, this is something that it took me a long time to understand. When I first started praying for people, I mean, when the Lord first put me into this realm, I started praying for people, and as I prayed for people, the Lord healed them, and He was really building my faith. And then I ran into a few people, but nothing happened. And I went back to the Lord, and I said, "Lord, I don't understand. These people I prayed for got healed. Now then, all of a sudden, they're not being healed anymore. What is wrong?" The Lord began to reveal to me that the problem was demons. And I needed to cast out the demon. I mean, I've been raised up in a Baptist church, and we don't talk about demons. And so, of course, a lot of churches don't talk about demons. So I said, "Lord, I'm going to have some revelation on these demons." I mean, I said, "Demons, Lord, I don't really know what a demon is." I said, "I read in Matthew, Mark, Luke about demons, but I don't know how they operate. I don't understand them." So I said, "Lord, some way you need to give me revelation." Well, when you ask, be ready. Be ready. I mean, because I had no clue what was going to happen, but it wasn't long after that that my wife and I were taking our two little children. They were real little. We were going down to see my mother and dad, and I met my wife at a certain little town down here. I'd been out somewhere else, and when I met her there, we stopped at a little Baptist church in a little town, only a few miles from where mother and dad lived, but come church time that morning, so we just stopped. Went to church at a little Baptist church. Well, we're sitting in that little church, probably a congregation no larger than this. I was sitting there in that little church listening to that Baptist preacher preach, and all of a sudden the Lord spoke to me just as clear. I heard this audible voice. He said, "Son, right after church today, I want you to go see John Doe." I won't use the man's name, but he called the man's full name. And I said, "Lord," I mean, I'm not talking out loud, but I'm talking in my spirit. I said, "Lord, that man's he's a bachelor. He's an old man. He's a drunk. I mean, Lord, on Sunday morning, this guy won't be at home." It's amazing how we tell God, you know, what, you know, we're smarter than He is, right? I mean, we're so smart. And so about 5 minutes later, the Lord said, "Now, son, right after church, I want you to go by and see John Doe." I said, "Lord, I mean, Lord, don't you know it's, you know, about 15 minutes till 12 and on Sunday, and he needs to be at home today?" Well, about 5 minutes later, the third time, he said, "Now, son, right after church, I want you to go by and see John Doe." I said, "Okay, Lord, I'll go." So church was over. I told my wife, I said, "Honey, you take your car and you take the kids. You go on down to Mom and Dad's house. I've got to do something first." I didn't tell her I heard God's voice three times. I just said, "There's something I've got to do. I've got to go by and visit a person before I can come down to Mom and Dad." So she said, "Okay." I had a very wonderful woman. She knew I was a man that served God, and if God laid something in my heart, I had to do it. And so she never questioned me. You know, I just told her I had to go by and see somebody, and she said, "Okay." So she took the kids, went on down to Mom and Dad's house, and I drove over to this man's house, and I had prayed for this man's salvation. And I had known him before, because this little town wasn't too many miles from where we lived, and I happened to have run across him before, and I knew he was a man that needed to know Jesus. And so I prayed for him. I didn't realize God was going to use me as a laborer to go get him. But through my prayers, I went over to that house that day and knocked on that door. And when I did, all the way over there, I'm saying, "Lord, you know, it's Sunday afternoon. You know, he's a single old man, a bachelor. He ain't going to be at home." But I mean, you know, you don't have faith. Sometimes I wonder if I still have any faith. But I walked up and knocked on the door. When I did, the door opened, and there he stood. He said, "Oh, Thomas, what are you doing here on Sunday afternoon?" I said, "Well, I've been to church up here. And I was here in town, and I just thought before I went on down to Mom and Dad's house, I'd just stop by and talk to you about Jesus." And that man looked at me through the screen of his little house, and he said, "Son, there's not a man in this county that I'd let in this house talk to me about Jesus. Not a preacher in this town. I know them all." He said, I've known you since you were a young man, and you were the only young man I ever seen in my life that didn't run around and raise hell and drink and cuss and smoke and do everything everybody else did. He said, you're the only man in this county I've listened to about Jesus. He said, come in. I thought, God, you know exactly what you're doing. I went in and sat down with that man. I went in his little tiny, had a little bitty tiny frame house. I went down in his front room and I went sat down in a chair over there in that chair facing that way, and he was sitting in the chair facing this way. So here we are like this. And I thought, Lord, what am I supposed to do? So I opened my Bible, or laid my Bible in my lap, and it fell open to John chapter 1. I thought, Lord, that'd be a good place to start. So I just started reading. In the beginning was the Word. And I read one chapter of the book of John, a whole chapter, and then I happened to look up. And when I looked up, I saw my first demon manifest in a human being. Now, I'm telling you, it scared me, because this man, which a few minutes before had been a normal human being, all of a sudden his face is all drawn, his eyes are twice the size, they're green, he's glaring at me, his teeth is clenched, and his mouth all dry. I couldn't even begin to contort my face like his face was contorted. When I looked up at him and I saw that, I'm going to tell you, it scared me. I had no idea what I was fighting against. I took a deep breath and went back to the Word. I said, Lord, let me read some more of the Bible. I was scared. I'm going to tell you, I didn't know what I was doing. The Lord's taking me through a training program now. I read one more chapter, and then I glanced up and looked up at him. And he was still pretty bad. Maybe not quite so bad, but I went back and read chapter 3, and I looked up, and he wasn't quite so bad. And I read chapter 4, and when I got through with chapter 4, I looked up, and he was normal again. And I didn't know what was going on. So I stopped at chapter 4, and I said, you know, I've read to you about Jesus and who he was and what it takes to become a born-again Christian. I said, would you like to make Jesus Lord of your life? He said, you give me something to think about. He said, man, not right now, but he said, I'll think about it. He said, I've never heard that. But he said, that's interesting. And so I said, well, okay. I just come over here to do what the Lord sent me to do. So I said, have a good day, and I'll see you later. And I walked out the door. And 3 months later,
we're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.